I'm John Osier with today's Ozone Mailbag. Lee from Duval writes, I can't remember the last time the Jaguars silenced the crowd that way. The announcers were speechless. Awesome. You can't remember the last time? I can. 2 weeks ago against the Vikings. Teams can go seasons without two long go-ahead touchdown passes in the final minutes. Cecil Shorts and Blaine Gabbert have thrown up 2 in 3 weeks. Good for the both of them that they got to experience that in a play that led to a victory. They deserved it. Roger in Section 211 writes, Blaine Gabbert is fearless. Anyone who says otherwise hasn't watched him play. Yeah, say what you want about Gabbert, and he's got to get more consistent. But any thought that he's not tough should be put to bed by now. Anthony from Columbia, South Carolina writes, John, Cecil Shorts was a waste of a draft pick. Players from small-name schools must perform in their first year or they're a bust. It's never beneficial to be patient with young players. Your sarcasm drops through your email, and I admire that. Cecil Shorts struggled as a rookie, and people said all the things you said. Small school, bust. Some fans wanted him cut. The Jaguars never came close to giving up on this guy, and they feel like he's going to keep getting better. They love this guy and love what he can become. Bottom line, some rookies struggle in their first season, and sometimes patience pays off. Stan from Bakersfield, California writes, first, I think Rasheen's pass interference should have been an interception. Second, you're starting to look awful smart about that Cecil Shorts guy. First of all, you're right. Second of all, you're right. Mark from Jacksonville writes, great to see Shorts come through in the clutch yet again, although our defense nearly lost it again. This should be a 2-1 team. We may need to practice the prevent defense a little more. I was confused when I got this email, and I'm still a little confused. The defense's job Sunday was to prevent a go-ahead touchdown. That's just what they did.